The older boy says to the younger boy, "This is how you do it." And the younger boy, eyes wide, palms sweaty, foot tap, 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 tapping, lips taut, glances around to see if they are being watched. The younger boy hears the older boy's fingernails plunge into the plastic wrapping containing the alarm strip, the plastic wrapping that clings stubbornly, mockingly to the fresh new cassette. And the older boy said earlier, "This will be easy, a hot knife through butter, easier." But the older boy's fingernails struggle in vain to tear away the stubborn plastic wrapping containing the alarm strip, as though the cassette demands to be purchased before it can be unwrapped. And the older boy's combined digging and pulling and stretching and tearing at the plastic wrapping amplifies into a high-pitched screeching, a screaming, a shrieking, an inanimate howling, a protestation, a violation, nails on a chalkboard becoming louder and louder until the shrieking from the plastic stretching and tearing is all the younger boy can hear. The older boy whispers something, and the younger boy sees the older boy's lips move, but they do not make a sound. The younger boy hears only the shrieking of the recalcitrant plastic wrapping. The younger boy turns his head then and notices a girl standing close by them, an older girl, pretty, maybe 15, with pretty blonde hair flowing straight down her back, pretty, long, blonde hair, for a moment distracting the younger boy from the shrieking, tearing plastic wrapping. The younger boy sees the pretty girl peek out of the corner of one eye at this clumsy heist. She sighs deeply, disapprovingly, rolls her eyes, shakes her head from side to side, turns her back and walks up the aisle, away from the two boys. And the younger boy's face flushes red, red as pizza sauce, red as ketchup. He knows his face is ketchup red because when he gets embarrassed or scared, his face gets hot, and his friends say to him, "Your face is turning red." And the older boy's persistent tearing at the plastic wrapping rages on. Squeak, 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 nails on a chalkboard, deafening. And the younger boy can feel his scalp prick, 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 pricking. 10,000 pushmans pricking the skin all over his head, and he frantically wipes his sweaty palms on his now sweaty jeans, and he closes his eyes, and he rolls his eyes back into his head like he has done before when he has been embarrassed and scared, and suddenly he is far, far, far from the mall, far from Record Town. He is home in his room with the door closed and the light turned off beneath the cool blue sheets, his face pressed into the pillow, his eyes rolled back in his head, home, away from there, away from the place where an older boy's fingernails dig and tear and claw and stretch at a plastic wrapping with an alarm strip inside, where a pretty girl with long blonde hair sighs deeply and rolls her eyes and shakes her head and turns her back and walks away, and where suddenly the deafening shrieking stops. And the older boy slips a bare naked cassette tape into the younger boy's sweat-drenched pocket, a hot knife through butter, easier. And the older boy's hot, desperate hand grips round the flesh of the younger boy's arm in a death grip, like he wants to squeeze the life out of it, a five-taloned vice crushing the sweat-slippery young arm. Then, like a young couple, the older boy and the younger boy take synchronized steps, as though rehearsed, side by side, one foot then the other, and another, together. And the older boy and the younger boy approach the front door of the store, where the younger boy hears a man behind the counter cry out, "Come back!" But what the man really means is, "Please come again." And the younger boy glances quickly, furtively behind him. He has to, before he walks out that door forever, the door to the outside, and when he looks back, he sees her there, a pretty girl with blonde hair, a little older than he, maybe 15, sees her staring at him, then rolling her eyes and sighing and shaking her head and turning her back to him and walking to the back of the store. And the younger boy turns back to the door, and he realizes, looking at the door, that a couple cannot fit walking side by side through that door. So the older boy goes through first, and the younger boy follows, each boy exiting alone.